Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. BBC headline, China and India should be partners, not adversaries, says Foreign Minister Wang Yi. We'll all remember Wang Yi speaks very good English. As in my understanding, Wang Yi is the model for Wolf Warrior. But because the foreign minister was removed in disgrace mysteriously, one of the proteges of Xi Jinping, Wang Yi stepped in not just as a representative of the Chinese Communist Party, but as the state of the People's Republic of China. So he's foreign minister by default, shaking hands with the foreign minister of India. We welcome Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force General, retired, our colleague, to help us understand this photograph of Wang Yi standing peacefully with a handshake with India. Blaine, a very good evening to you. The puzzle here is, why now and why Wang Yi? Maybe the bench is not as big as it used to be, but there are other players who could have gone to Delhi and shaken hands with the foreign minister. And who's the audience for this? Is it us, Blaine? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's a fascinating picture of the two together, because I believe ultimately that's as close as the two nations are ever going to become. There is a deep-rooted animosity, at least on the Indian side, towards China, given a lot of their Belt and Road Initiative, Wolf Warrior tactics, the military actions that involve Indian territory, clearly Indian territory. And India is not really open to a rapprochement right now. But the reason for them to pursue such, in my view, is China's running out of friends on the world stage very, very fast. And they've got internal problems with their own economies. So as they look at President Trump and the work he's doing with Russia to try to end the war in Europe, they're concerned that this thing called the BRICS Plus, which involves India, may be on shaky ground. Well, China's almost bet the farm on getting itself out of its economic troubles with the BRICS Plus consortium via the electronic means to digitize currencies and digitize trade at the expense of the dollar. That would be the BRICS pay system, the BRICS bridge system. So I think that's where you'll find the kernels of it. But internally, the politics of China right now puts them in a very weak position. And it doesn't mean that Wolf Warrior and nasty diplomatic things aren't going to happen in directions other than India. It just means the charm offensive is likely related to those things.
Gordon, you have a question for General Holt.
Blaine, in the United States, there are a lot of people who are criticizing President Trump for driving India into the arms of China. And right now, what we are seeing is a short-term temporary accommodation between New Delhi and Beijing. But it seems to me that as long as China claims as its own large parts of India, including Arunachal Pradesh, including Galwan, it just, for that reason alone, it would seem that an accommodation between India and China is impossible. And when you add in China's sponsorship of Pakistani terrorism, that just sort of is the icing on the cake that India and China are never going to get along as China seeks to destabilize the Indian state. What do you make of this short-term accommodation between the Chinese and the Indians?
I think it's just pragmatism. The Indians are very concerned with the Trump administration threatening a secondary sanctions regime for buying Russian oil, and in the Indian case, refining it and reselling it to Europe. So if you're going to find any kind of pragmatic accommodation, that's probably where the root ball is. To expand, if you go back to the recent military action, direct military action between Pakistan and India, India certainly holds China responsible for that just as much as they do Pakistan. And so, again, I don't think there's a long lasting bond that we should start to see forming. I think that there's a lot of pivoting and triangulation as they try to figure out where President Trump is going next with his pursuit of Russian-American normalization of relations.
Blaine, what is your opinion of the Indian military? Because my experience with retired over the years is that they're straightforward, blunt, and make no excuses for their enmity towards China. What are your experiences?
Well, I have a very personal experience with the Indian Air Force. One afternoon, Captain Blaine Holt was flying his C-141 over the border between Pakistan and India. We had a gear malfunction, and I had to turn back to Delhi. And I was a guest of the Indian Air Force for 3 hours to explain that we were not on a photographic mission spying for Pakistan. And I got to speak to an Indian two-star to get me and my crew free of the situation with a little embassy help. They are a very straightforward, very hierarchical, very bureaucratic, but they are a capable military. They do have Western and Russian kit, and they have a very large force. And so they're not to be trifled with, but they are also not into trying to be the world's preeminent military force. They don't have ambitions like that. They just want enough capability to deter Pakistan. They are a nuclear nation, and China and other foes. They also are not up for entangling alliances. There's a neat concept from George Washington days. So while we can be friendly with India, we can pursue things with India, we can never get them to a place where they would say that they are aligned or allied with the United States.
Gordon, you have a question.
India and Pakistan fought this four-day war in May. How do you assess the relative capabilities of Pakistan and India's militaries?
I think that what Pakistan did showed that their military is not really up to par when it comes to a comparison with the Indian military. That's one. The other thing that they didn't do China any favors on is Chinese equipment failed dramatically, just substantially. And we're talking about missile defense, air defense systems, radars, warning radars, targeting. The Chinese stuff did not do well. The Pakistani Air Force with their F-16s, American F-16s, well, apparently the airplanes don't fly themselves. They're not very ready at a high readiness state. And so Pakistan showed that. Now, the worry I have about that is when you take two nuclear states, when you show how weak they are conventionally, you get them backed into a corner. And now you're relying completely on the stability of a regime that has locked up its opposition and doesn't prefer anything to do with democracy or what the Pakistani people think.
Gordon, Wang Yi shaking hands. What do we need to know about Wang Yi? Has he changed coats, turned coats?
No, he's a survivor in the Chinese political system, and he's done very well for himself. I mean, he was once foreign minister. He got promoted into the Communist Party hierarchy. Qin Gong, his successor as foreign minister, was taken out for various reasons. So Wang Yi then becomes foreign minister again, as well as holding his Communist Party post. He's extremely powerful for a diplomat. And you'd have to go back to a long, long way, maybe even to the Maoist era, to find a Chinese foreign minister with as much clout as Wang Yi. He's someone to be reckoned with.
Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. We thank General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.